Some 1,000 workers at one Atlantic City casino walked off the job today. As WHYY's Joe Hernandez reports, it's the first strike in the gambling town since 2004.
Waiters, cooks, housekeepers, and other service workers at the Trump Taj Mahal are blowing bullhorns, picketing, and chanting outside the casino. They're asking for higher pay and better benefits, nearly 2 years after billionaire owner Carl Icahn cut pay and benefits at the financially ailing casino. Union President Bob McDevitt says workers have endured enough.
After these workers have gone 20 months with no health care, no pension, no paid meal break, a fast food joint gives you a paid meal break.
The Taj Mahal's parent company calls the strike extremely unfortunate, but declined an interview. Icahn says he's invested more than $86 million in the hotel and casino, but shop steward Chuck Baker says it's going to all the wrong places.
They say they invested money, they put in a new liquor store, new pool liner, they invest in, in the arena, they're trying to get new shows, opening all the restaurants, the Xanadu, their nightclub and everything. But that will never be successful unless you take care of the working people here.
The strike is happening at the start of the July 4th weekend, one of the casino industry's busiest times, and it comes as the same union settled contracts with four other casinos this week. Natasha Apana is in town on vacation from New York. She says she supports workers' fight for a better contract.
Yeah, they need to fight for what they believe in, so I'm all about this. A tough weekend, but they'll get what they need to get.
Whether they get it is another question. No new contract talks are scheduled, and McDevitt says the strike will go on.
To be continued, man. This is the first day.
From the New Jersey desk, I'm Joe Hernandez, WHYY News.